Page 129. Beeklil. History. Competences. Civic and social competences. Learning to learn. Digital competence. Initiative. Dialogue practice. 3. Imagine you are talking to a slave from the British Empire. Match the questions to the answers. Then write the dialogue in your notebook. 1. What's your name? 2. Where are you from? 3. Why are you here? 4. How did you arrive here? 5. How was your journey? 6. Were you alone on the ship? A. No, I wasn't. There were hundreds of slaves like me on the ship. B. My name is Noah. C. It was very long and the conditions on the ship were terrible. D. I'm from Africa. E. Because British traders brought me here as a slave. F. I arrived here on a big British ship. Tip. Using adjectives. Adjectives such as terrible, horrible, etc. can improve the quality of a text and make it more interesting. The use of adjectives can also make the text easier to read. Go back to your letter and try to include different types of adjectives. Writing practice. 4. Imagine you are a slave involved in the slave trade and you manage to return home. Write a letter, 50-70 words, to a friend telling him, her, how you spent this long period, following the points below. You arrived in the West Indies 3 months ago, on a British ship. The journey was very long and the conditions were very bad. The ship from Liverpool sailed to Africa where the slave traders loaded many slaves. You arrived in the West Indies, but lots of slaves died in the journey. You worked hard every day on the sugar and tobacco plantations. Oral presentation. 5. Use the information in the fact file and talk for about a minute about a man's experience. Then search for additional information about the refugees in Great Britain on the internet. Fact file. Name. Aman, refugee in the UK. Age when emigrated. 18. Country. Eritrea. Arrival in the UK. 2012. Aman's journey. Sudan, jeep, Turkey, truck across desert, Greece, boat, UK, train. Terrible conditions, some people died. Notes on Aman's family why he migrated. Mother and sisters are still in Eritrea, oppressive country. Dangerous for young men to stay, no future.